The Adventures of Jimmy Dale by Frank L. Packard. Chapter 6. Devil's Work. A white-gloved arm, a voice, and a silvery laugh. Just that, no more. Jimmy Dale, in his favorite seat, an aisle seat some 7 or 8 rows back from the orchestra, stared at the stage, to all outward appearances absorbed in the last act of the play. Inwardly, quite oblivious to the fact that even a play was going on. A white-gloved arm, a voice, and a silvery laugh. The words had formed themselves into a sort of sing-song refrain that, for the last few days, had been running through his head. A strange enough guide star to mold and dictate every action in his life. And that was all he had ever seen of her, all that he had ever heard of her. Except those letters, of course, each of which had outlined the details of some affair for the Gray Seal to execute. Indeed, it seemed a great length of time now since he had heard from her, even in that way, though it was not so many days ago, after all. Perhaps it was the calm, as it were, that, by contrast, had given place to the strenuous months and weeks just past. The storm raised by the newspapers at the theft of old Luddy's diamonds had subsided into sporadic diatribes aimed at the police. Klein, of the Secret Service, had finally admitted defeat, and a shadow no longer skulked day and night at the entrance of the sanctuary, and Larry the Bat bore the government endorsement, so to speak, of being no more suspicious a character than that of a disreputable but harmless dope fiend of the underworld. Larry the Bat! The Gray Seal, Jimmy Dale the millionaire. What if it were ever known that the strange three were one? What if... Jimmy Dale smiled whimsically. A burst of applause echoed through the house. The orchestra was playing, the lights were on, seats banged. There was the bustle of the rising audience. The play was at an end, and for the life of him he could not have remembered a single line of the last act.